Welcome to Christ Exalted Ministries with Pastor David Ramaya. Our mandate is to bring you truth that bless, which will teach you your status in Christ Jesus. In time, you will learn your position, power, and authority in the kingdom of God. For more information, please visit davidramaya.com. Here is Pastor David with today's message. God bless you as you listen and learn.
Let us stand together, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, now here we are, O God, in this moment in time to receive, Lord, a word from you, the message, O God, the food, O Father God, for our souls. And so we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you give us light to our understanding, sharpness to our minds, softness, O God, to our hearts. And Father God, cause us to hear in Jesus' name. Cause us to see, Lord, what you're about to share with us. And Father, I ask, O God, as I stand here and open my mouth, that you'd fill my mouth, and Lord, that you'd speak to us. We give you praise, we give you thanks, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we believe your word to be true. We believe, O God, from cover to cover, it is true. And so we have decided in our hearts and our minds and souls to receive, O God, your truth. So here we are, your children. Feed us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated. Amen. Turn your Bible, please, to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. I want to talk to you today about a word called access. Access. Can you say that word? Access. You know, I have access to this place because I have a little thing called a key. I'm able to come at any time, open the door, and come into the church because I have a key. And so access, to access a place, a home, shopping center, whatever place we need to access, we need a key to enter that place. Some computers have a password that when you put it on, you have to enter the password so that the computer opens up to you. That's a key. Amen. In the kingdom of God, we who have received Christ as Lord and Savior and are in the kingdom of God, there's kingdom provision. We have everything good in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, we could also call the house of God, because God has taken us out of the house of our parents and brought us into his house. Amen. He being our father, we being his children, we are in the household of God. Amen. In the household of God, there are all kinds of provision of all kinds of good things. There is healing. There is deliverance. There is food. There is clothing. There is finances. There is every good thing that you or I will ever need. It's in the kingdom of God. Now, I remember of places where they would have a refrigerator full of food, drink, food, but there was a lock to it. Only the mom or dad or only the business owner or, you know, whoever has that key to that refrigerator would open it. So if you want something, you have to go to that person. You couldn't just walk into the fridge. They had to open it to you. That way you didn't overeat or overdrink or take too much or waste. There was a key to the refrigerator. Today, I don't know of anybody having a key, a locked refrigerator. It's open. But I'm trying to give you an example of how the kingdom of God operates. There is a word called access. There is a thing called access. You have to have access to somewhere or something in order to participate. For example, you have access to this place after one of us have opened the doors on Sunday morning. Amen? You have access to this place because you are a member of this congregation. I mean, the congregation, the church is open to anybody out there who would come here to worship the Lord. Amen? That gives them access. That somebody has to give you access. Somebody has to give you access to a place. You have your home. You may be renting. You may own your home. But somebody gave you a key. Imagine a house that you just bought. You own it. You have the paper. You have the deeds to the home, the property. But you also have to have the key. Randy is a real estate agent. He knows what I'm talking about. You have to have the key. You could have the paperwork. You could have it all. It's signed, sealed. You've paid the money. But if you don't have the key, you can't get into that house. How often? Sometimes people will buy a house and sell another one. And the owner who have sold the home, they have not given you the key yet because they haven't moved out. Even though you were supposed to move in that day at a certain hour, they haven't given you the key. And so you're locked out. You're still on the outside. You own the house as of that hour or so, but you can't get in because you don't have the key. Access. There must be a key to access whatever place that you want to enter in. Amen. Let's read from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. And so Paul, sharing with the Ephesians, sharing with them why they should understand what he is about to say. He's simply saying to them, listen, we talked about this before. I shared some of this before, and now I'm about to share a little bit more. And you understand that, just like you understood before, that the Holy Spirit gave me these things. And so here I am to share some more with you. And so he's laying the foundation of what he's about to say. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? Simply, the gospel is good news. Who wrote the good news? Well, if we chose the four gospels, was it Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Amen? The four gospels. And so Paul says something here. He says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. Fellow heirs. What does it mean? It means that you are an inheritor of something. Say, I am an heir of God in Christ Jesus to everything good. And that's the gospel truth. Hallelujah. Of the same body and partakers, say, I'm a partaker. I share in the promise of God. He says, and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. Through the gospel. It says to me, therefore, that I need to know the gospel. I need to know what the gospel is, what the good news is. But not only must I know what the good news is, I must believe the good news. Somebody said to Sister Anna Claudia, you're going to record, you're going to make a CD. And she hears and she says, well, all these years I've been trying so hard and I've been waiting and I've been singing and I've been going back and forth. I've been to Brazil, I've been to Portugal, now I'm in Canada. And I've been going on and I've been waiting and looking. I don't know. She didn't believe. Therefore, we must believe. Amen. She believed when they told her that she's going to record. She believed, and that's what she testified. I am going to record in another few days, weeks, perhaps the beginning of January. I'm going to make a CD. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And it's going to happen.
Amen.
You know, them claps are like this, you know. I want to hear you clap. If we're going to clap, clap.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're not so much of a shouting church, but I'd like to see us shout a little more. Get excited a little bit more. Hallelujah. Good to see her smiling.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. And so he says that this is the mystery. I want you to understand this mystery. I want you to have insight into it. That you Gentiles, you see, here is how it was. The Jewish people had access to God. Being children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they had access to God and the provision of God. And so here now, Jesus came, died, rose again, provided life for us, life in abundance, us Gentiles. How many Jewish people in the house? Not one. We're all Gentiles. Amen. But we've been grafted in. We've been joined in to the tree called Israel. Hallelujah. We've been joined in and now given access to God and to everything good and every provision of God. We have access. And so Paul wanted the Gentiles, these new Christians, to understand that one, they have access, but also how to access. Because you could, like I said, you could have access to somewhere, but if you don't have the key, you can't enter in. Imagine a warehouse full of every need that you would ever need on this earth. And you were told you have access to that place. It's all yours. You go in there and take anything you want. It's yours. But nobody gave you the key. Now here's the trick. If you broke the door down, they'll call the cops. Now you're thrown into prison for stealing. And so you need the key. Amen. And so Paul is explaining to the Gentiles the key. He's explaining to them how to access. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. First, he tells them, you are an heir. This is your inheritance. This is yours. Do you realize, church, today, that every blessing of God, every good thing belongs to you? There's not one good thing on this earth, in heaven, on this earth, that God has provided, and he's provided everything good. That it all belong to you. It belongs to you. It is yours. He says the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers, sharers, partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. So if you want to know more about what the promise is, go read the four Gospels. And you will see what Jesus talks about, and what he shares, what he explains, and you'll understand better. But Paul continues, he says, of which I became a minister. Therefore, I have become a minister to share this with you. God has revealed it to me according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. And Paul is keen and wise to share. It's not my power. It's God's power. He has revealed this to me by his power. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery. What is fellowship? It's sharing. When we sit around the tables after service and we have a light lunch and we're having coffee and we're sitting there, we're having fellowship. We're sharing together. We're sharing food together, time together, friendship together, love. We're sharing. We're blessing one another. Amen. Sharing is the key. Fellowship is...
Thank you for listening to today's message. I am sure you were blessed. To learn more about Pastor Remiah's books, his teachings, and our broadcasts, please go to davidremiah.com. If you're in the Toronto, Canada area, you may visit us at the church. All the information is on the website. Until next time, God bless you.